from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
What's going on, everyone? Jetta Cameron, John Ritchie. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with y'all for rolling on this Tuesday morning with the Phils. They do it again. And this time, pretty cool fashion. Bryce Harper, the walk-off hit, really well-pitched game. We'll get to it as the Phillies have now won 3 in a row. We'll get to a lot of Eagles stuff today as well. It's a really big day for some Eagles we don't know as much about. Hate to say it, guys. If you're listening, waking up, a bunch of you about to get cut. James, is that rude? I mean, I'm not...
I'm going to guess that at 5:57 in the morning...
They're not listening.
Yeah, that's my guess.
Look, here's
I'm
the deal.
I'm hoping at least, because a little rude.
As Eagles fans, we want the best players out there. So Howie and Nick and the crew choose the best players. So 4 o'clock today for the cuts. 10 days, obviously, to the Eagles and the Packers in Brazil. Look, all of it with you on the table.
10 days,
I know,
man.
I know. It is barreling toward us. 215-592-9494. Rich.
Hello, Joe.
What's up, Johnny?
There are 24 places in America named Hollywood.
Wow, that's a ripoff.
It kind of is.
Yeah, it's a ripoff.
Hollywood,
24 Hollywoods.
You feel
besides...
ripped off?
Well, look at Lincoln. There's a first Lincoln, and then there's like 37 million other Lincolns.
I bet every big city there's another one somewhere in the country.
Well, look, we're a ripoff. I found out when I was in Turkey last.
There you go.
A couple weeks ago, Philadelphia, Turkey. Yeah, there's a Philadelphia. The original Philadelphia was in Turkey like a long time ago.
That's interesting.
I go on these cruises, I learn. It isn't just about all...
It's an educational
It's an trip. Education.
You learn and then you forget a week later.
You learn but do not maintain. Right, yeah, so, you don't absorb.
So here's what we learned last night. 3 in a row for the Fighting Phils. Before we go any further, I got to hear how it ended. A 2-0 deficit became a 3-2 win.
First and second with nobody out. Ground ball, right side, into right field, a base hit. Here comes Schwarber out third, heading for home. Here's the throw to the plate. Not in time! Bryce Harper wins it. Here in the bottom of the 10th inning, 3-2.
Awesome.
It's the 7th walk-off win of the year for the Phils.
Look, an outstanding job by the Phils last night coming back. Listen to that crowd. I mean, that's great stuff. So look, Harper, I think the star of the game, Zach Wheeler, obviously anytime you start, only give up 2 runs, you know, you had a big hand in it. So too did the bullpen. So too did Grit. Team Grit coming back and finding a way. How about Rojas with the catch? I mean, that was a pretty damn cool game.
Orion Kerkering got out there, did his thing. Hoffman, Estevez, Matt Strom.
Yeah.
They shut it down too. That was the type of win that carries.
No, it's good stuff, man.
That was the type of win where you saw Bryce's reaction.
Yeah.
You saw Bryce was ready for that reaction way before the end of that game. You saw he was dialed in. And that this team was performing with a different intensity against a quality opponent.
That's right.
Last night felt good when it was all said and done, but it felt good during the game because it was like, oh my gosh, wow, that's the Phillies team.
Yeah.
Like it wasn't like overwhelmingly like blammo, 12 runs, yeah. 11 runs, you know, like, but it was good baseball for the most part. And it was with our leader finally playing
a
leader.
Well, look, I mean, their 2 best players were, you know, probably their 2 best players last night, Harper and Wheeler. So we'll take your thoughts on the Phils at 215-592-9494. I'll tell you, a lot of people you might not know, but it's not just 3 in a row for the Phils. It's 8 of 12. So that sounds like the Phillies from earlier this year.
A lot better.
Right?
Sounds a lot better.
Because, James, I know as recently as 3 days ago we were all in a bad mood, but when you just take a step back, when you take two steps back and you survey the last 2 weeks, you say, oh, my team has actually won 8 of 12. I remember what that felt like. All right, so we'll take your thoughts on the Phils who maintained with the Atlanta Braves last night. Braves win, Phils win. So 215-592-9494 to get in on the fight. And Phils did a nice job last night. All right, let's get to the Eagles. So as we referenced a few minutes ago, 10 days now to Brazil. That still sounds weird. Yep, 10 days to Brazil, the Eagles and Packers, Friday Night Football, the whole deal. All right, so we have examined this coming season 27 ways. What's the saying, John? 27 ways from Sunday, and why?
Not
it's a
sure.
great question.
Like,
yeah.
why is it all those ways from Sunday? Anyway.
I like till the cows come home more than 27 ways till Sunday. If I examine something, sure. I want to examine it till the cows come home.
Well, let's put it this way. We've turned it inside and out, flipped it upside and down to try to figure out the little nuggets within the coming season that we should all have our mind on. And I'm curious at 215-592-9494, what you think, despite all of us having talked so much about all the parts of the team, what do you think we have not, I don't mean just me and John and James and Devin and Rhea when she's here, Devin in for Rhea today, but, you know, when we're all here, it's not just what we've talked about, but what you, listening, have talked about with your friends, perhaps calling in to WIP or thought about on your own. What hasn't gotten quite enough discussion? Because a lot of it's gotten a lot of discussion, but there obviously are always some things that are really big deals or more minor deals that could be examined further. And I'm curious, 215-592-9494, what comes to mind for you? Let me give you one. And I got to tell you, this has to be big time on the minds of Jeffrey Lurie and Howie Roseman, because they ain't going anywhere. Everyone else, there's a possibility of shuttling in and out. That obviously includes the head coach. It could include the quarterback. It obviously will include the rank and file of the roster. You know, even a guy like Lane Johnson, I mean, he's probably only going to be here another 2 to 4 years. You know, there's a finite amount of time that people get to be on the team, so to speak. And let me tell you something that I truly believe we have not talked nearly enough about, and it's great to know that Jalen had an excellent training camp. But I want to put this out there as just and in part this might help Jalen stay, but just know the stakes going into the year. It is
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition. You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Critical that he be good. Really good would be better. Truly great would be best. It is critical that he be good, because unlike 4 years ago with Carson Wentz, ladies and gentlemen, there ain't nobody waiting in the wings. There ain't nobody at that position on this roster not named Jalen Hurts waiting in the wings. So when you have A.J. Brown and you have Devontae Smith and you have Dallas Goedert and you got all these parts, like 4 years ago when things collapsed with Carson, and they did, you had a backup quarterback who actually had a shot to be a legitimate starter for years to come, and good for him, Jalen Hurts grabbed the ball and ran with it in those first couple of years, and it really helped to transition. This team right now doesn't have that guy, and this team likely will struggle to get that guy because most teams don't land.
Every team looks and usually doesn't find. Every team out there hopes and prays that they can find a guy who can step in.
And it's very hard to do.
And it's usually a fail.
So while we talk a lot about
this. So that is a luxury above all else.
While we talk a lot about this team this year, I mean, James, you know we also talk Big picture Eagles a lot. Jalen better be good, because if he's not, the cupboard is bare. That, let me tell you something.
Hey, the good thing is, he is good. And so the cupboard's not going to be bare. Jalen is that good. And he's spent this entire preseason proving that again and again.
Well, no,
including practice. He threw one pick this preseason.
Look, I'm happy the way he played.
I mean,
that's great.
He didn't play in the preseason, so that's the only time he could throw a pick. So I have a major problem with the way the practice part has been conducted.
Well, give me what's on your mind, John, and I want to hear from everyone at 215-592-9494. I don't think there's been enough examination of if he doesn't do well, then what? It actually, in a certain way, could save his job. But let's hope it doesn't even come to that. Let's hope he soars and they soar.
He will. He's capable of soaring. We finally have an offense that will protect him.
He also proved last year he's capable of crash and burn.
Mm-hmm. Just like everyone else.
Not everyone else is getting paid $250 million.
Come on, man. He didn't have a system that even gave him a chance. Now he's got the system, but we haven't seen it. And I can't believe this organization believes only one side of the ball needs to practice to that degree. Think about that. Vic Fangio, the old school, nutty old guy, man, shaking his stick at everything. Yeah, I like it like that. I like him being the ornery, tough, old school coach. That's a good thing, and this team is gravitating toward that. The defensive players, they seem to really enjoy that part. I think it's going to make us tougher. Our offense isn't following the same line of thinking. Think about that. One side of the football is actually playing in the preseason now, and the other side is not.
Yeah, that's right.
That is, it's a step in the right direction, but holy cow, I can't get over this. You don't see this. You don't see this elsewhere.
It really doesn't bother me, John.
It's very unusual.
It really doesn't.
Couldn't care less.
Well, yeah, I don't care at all.
How about the fact that I don't believe in this head coach? I think we should all be concerned that we have a head coach that might not be respected at the degree that I think a head coach should be respected. Like, that's a big concern. Everyone just accepts that, hey, Nick's going to take that back seat, and now he'll just delegate, and he'll somehow lead the team in a different role without a hitch. Like, do you really think this is going to be pulled off as smoothly as the Eagles seem to expect? I think it sort of depends upon the players taking a step back and saying, all right, I'll just suspend my disbelief here, because everything points to the fact that they don't trust this guy, Nick Sirianni.
It does point to that, yeah.
But I'm supposed to trust him as my head coach. Okay. I guess I'll try to do that.
Well, I will say
you're sending me mixed messages, Eagles organization.
No, that's fair. Mixed messages, I think, is a fair way to frame it. I'll say this. I'm sure the players are a little confused when the whole thing started, and maybe still, hopefully not. The Eagles brass, Lurie and Howie, did send the message to the players, we don't trust Nick to be centrally involved with the offense. We do trust him to be the leader of the team. Now, the players can choose to get on board with that or not, and it's Sirianni's job to try to convince them, so to speak, by being a leader.
We trust him to be the leader of the team beneath the leader of the team, that's Howie Roseman, beneath the leader of the team, that's Jeffrey Lurie.
That's always been a reality. I mean, look, they did win a Super Bowl with Doug with that sort of setup, so,
too imposing and taking too much power away from the guy who's supposed to be respected above all others.
They also went right back to the Super Bowl 2 years later.
Yeah.
I mean, they've had a lot of...
Last year we had the strange feel of the way it all went down. Like, we are tinkering with a recipe here, and they have not gotten it quite right yet.
Well, look, I'm curious at 215-592-9494. There's the big picture, long-term type of topics like John and I were just talking about. There's also the nitty-gritty of the roster. You know, what you think, while we've examined it, perhaps we haven't hit enough. I mean, what's top of mind for you? You know, Saquon, how involved will he be? I don't expect him to be as involved as John. John and I have a clear disagreement on the usage of Saquon Barkley. I mean, he'll be involved, don't get me wrong, and he should be, of course. But I don't see this as a situation where they pound him. You know, I think they're going to mix and match with the other running backs. I think they're going to try to find a way to get him not only to February, if they play in that game healthy, but also for two or three years to be an effective Eagle. Let's remember, guys, he's entering year seven. So if you expect 20 carries week one, I think you're going to be waiting until the end of the game and find out you were wrong. Look, all of it on the table. 215-592-9494. Maybe you're of the mindset to just pound Saquon. Like, what difference does it make? He's not going to be here in 5 years. Maybe your mindset is just run him into the ground and try to get as much as you can while you can. I mean, that's not a, it's not a crazy argument. Eagles don't owe him anything in 6 years. So maybe the argument is just use him as much as you possibly can.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.